Hello Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mavukum. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangum. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here of all ages are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty and we are trying hard. But we are scared, and if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different for our life, just for 2 or 3 years, and in the end we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared, and also with me and us, my husband, we promised them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They work here very hard for us, and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Taphumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This as a somber atmosphere engulfed the Mapuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizim. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons like machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizwi, the Mapuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unoraya munhu nge huku kubata kunoponda. Bo isu semone nataita handifunguri munhu ye paakanopambwa handifunguri akatora kana ma hours. I think vakatomuuraya within the 5 hours anenge vanga vapedza na. Bo state yanga ari even the report yandakanzwa ichanjera vakadzika vakabata mabhemba. Vanhu vakava ine mabharasiki nemabhemba. Bo vakachekwa miri vese. So some people are so heartless and kana kuti zvinzwisi kuti chii chiri kuitika kuti ingava nyika here yekuti ingaurayirana nenyaya yepositeni.
Mourners have gathered in Mapuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokazi Fumokazi says that they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona ku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana inini izvozvo sokutosara kwandirikuita pano, ndirikutonzwa kutya. Nekuti tinoramba tichingoti tisharohwa, tichatorwa. Mune kuchishidzirana kuda kudzora vanhu mumashure. Asi chandinoziva ndechekuti vangatore havo inini. Asi munomabhuku election yatapfuura. President Edward Chamisa, vakaona 20,000 something votes.
In other news, the Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda expelled 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Achibaya, who spoke to Studio
7. Speaker, members of CCC, tatiri ku court ne application ne interdict yokumisa speaker kuti vasa recall ma MPs kauti ningo the parliament the CCC chikonzero chiri chekuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimosva ekuona kuti takakukwidza kuti anonzi chavangu kuti tripusi atidi atimuzivi saka interdict angari kuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker senate president kuti muchazoita marecalls kana nyaya pera kupi kudare reparliament kudare recourt
kwa record wavanhu vangani
tsano vangani zvi vari kulo mune chino assembly
13
ukaiiri full sentence pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei vari kusarudza vanhu vakaita
vachacheto I think iri ganda nyatso kutsanangura zviri clear so that munyatso kukepcha zvanaka what happened today.
That was a recalled opposition CCC chief whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guest, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland and South, Pasho Raphael Sibanda, the recalled opposition CCC MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate. And we are also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugini as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Qale ngawe laphana Pasho la ngenkathazo lezo sesifona omunye wena sesichiya laphana emabhuku
ubuhlungu imadolo nzima kubi ebelizwendelele Zimbabwe sikhokelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi ihlanga lohulumende. So ishizwe zethu yimushungu imoya yetiphansi ngasila ntokozo ngasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi ubishop kafumaneyi ayezithola esebhubhile on account of politics. So kubuhlungu sibili asina ntokozo asina vuyo ike ngakusho.
Ye ngiyabonga siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuzwa laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana
kuba nzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla letinezanu-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Idi Nawe is always preach to peace and the earth is a money gas abontanga around the country were public in peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done elizweni leZimbabwe amapholisa wona vele sathembileyo ayevela njelelo ngiyakwazi vele perpetrators of violence nakuvele khona ezabanje azabanje and I know something is out of this.
Ye ngiyabonga Moses. Ye Pasho sibuyele kuwe laphana sibone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungazore hlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi kasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu
ngiyabonga umbuzo omuhle kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bebuzisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu ukuthotshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitiki abakuqalanga lo nyaka sizakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 saba le-ukurahuli sizakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 saba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi short sleeve uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lo uphasho uRafael wakusibanda okhulu ephulumayo ngo-2019 my house was raided couch party ubaba wangiwabhyaktha wachiywa emangcwabeni eluseze saba nama-abductions amaningi so the pattern is the same and okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababuhla ukuthi thina senzani njenge-citizens coalition for change laba abantu babathagisanga i-CPC kuphela kodwa laba abantu bathagise amazimbabwe why sithi bathagise amazimbabwe lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku ubishop Tafumaney ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni so this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu benzele enkundleni kancintisana so in my view ma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhuqazo egukurahundi ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lilahle so kungumlandi kithi esopolitika kakhulukazi esikuthi kune-coalition for change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate nesonshani nakumazimbabwez wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lowezanu eyinotho wamlalilizwe washiya abantu bakithi ngemalethi
ye ngiyabonga laphana Moses coming back to you siyamuza laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube la baba le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje uphendule akuthileyo ubona njani
one thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqeshile bahambe isikole ukubana izanti government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokungcindezelwa ngabamhlophe laba kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu and akuzange kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election and whether they form whatever happens Zimbabwe's government is always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona this space is Zimbabwe for all and the government of Zimbabwe always said peace begins with me peace begins with all of us and for him to include issues to do Kugurahundi anything is above board because I know there is a reconciliation commission which is doing that so I cannot comment further on that because those allegations that he has and I can't comment on them
ye siyabonga Moses phasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today how do you view this
this is an attack on democracy where else in the world has he ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through election. It's a good thing. Umuntu ozithi yena ulilunga lesizwe coalition for change. Singamazi engaziwa ngabantu. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi eZimbabwe ama-institutions kawahlonitshwa kutshengisa ukuthi iphalamende kayihlonitshwa kutshengisa ukuthi i-justice system kayikho kutshengisa ukuthi idemokrasi kayikho because I can point you in this platform where else in the world have you ever seen abantu abashitshe ephalamenti behlale gay where else have you ever seen ama-councillors ashitshe ekhanselini
So if you repeat, this is the most denied before our wings. This is the most denied attack on democracy to the people of Zimbabwe. It's painful once someone in the Ramar for Zimbabwe. In Roman Kulum, for example, if Zanupia's government is going to spend $5 million in a by election, why would they spend $5 million in a by election as they get a new element in Waco if he It shows ukuthi uhulumende etilayo akaqakathekisi impilo zabantu, uphatha abantu beZimbabwe yezwe. So yibuhlungu ngoba imali yama taxpayers, imali yabantu esetshenzwa eZimbabwe, iyakulokhu isetshenziswa kuma-election. Ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi ama-records lawa vele kaanangqondo kwakungamelanga abe khona. Into engakusho mayelana ngendaba yama-records ngizwile ukuthi namuhla imposter attempted to recall several paying members of parliament loba nje sizama ukuthi sikumise emakhothi, kodwa akumelanga vele kuze kuze kufike khona.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana. Kodwa ungaka ikhathana laphana uthe abebandla leZANU-PF yibo abayenza lokhu. Kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla le-TCC. Ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho? Bese ke sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebephakathi lapha asazi ukuthi sizakwena elisuthi simbambe na. Kodwa ukakhathesi ungasichazisele ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni yini kumbe hathi lokho kulesandla esiphakathi?
Ngiyabonga, asingeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbe ngiyomdeni. Ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla le-CCC wasogenosonhlamisa ukubeka uphumele egcekeni njengamadola embuzi ukuthi lumuntu ozithi ngu-SG ozithi ngunobhala jikelele we-CCC kasimanga. Not only that, okwesibili ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change esalisungula ngomnyaka owedlulileyo kasina sikhundla okuthiwa ngu-Secretary General. Kasina nto enjalo. Kufanana nokuthi umuntu abuye esithi yena ungu-Form 6 e-primary school. Kasina sikhundla esinjalo. Saziwa yilabo abavumela ukuthi ama-records angikhona abe khona. Yikho libona ukuthi uSpeaker wayesithiyena owakho umsebenzi uyamukela incwadi rala kuphela. Kodwa sonke siyazi ukuthi uSpeaker lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF. Yikho yena lapho esiphoxana nabo khona thina ukuthi siyalicela thina ukuthi kowethu umuzi ngasila sikhundla esinje, kodwa lina lithi umuntu olesikhundla esinje uvela kweleni bani. So if only Zimbabwe where mediocre, where craziness is allowed to take place at the expense of taxpayers' money. And we can't, and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga. Ye, sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni. Khaliphali Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Tshabangu, who is the self-proclaimed Secretary General for CCC. Baba Phugeni, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfanasi.
Ye, uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hathi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo, ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo se-primary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza u-Form 6, uthi hathi isikhundla esithwani sikababa uTshabangu asikho laphana kubandla. Njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi-18 elibaxotshisileyo laphana. Ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana usichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it? Where are we going?
Manje msakazi, ngizoba le nkinga. Uyakhumbula last time ngilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngithinyiwe bo ngihlale kuma meetings angithini kodwa ngathi mina with a street word lokuthi hayi nalokhe bethi ngizithi mina hayi ungabongi ukuprezenta kulawo ma-platforms. Manje uma ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimele nesile ukuthi mabebemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hayi ngingabi yi-part of it akafuni ukuthi ngimele. So kuzoba nzima-ke ukuthi ngimele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana kuthaba ngu-ozithi ungu-SG and yena uthi hhayi wahambe enkantolo besithi akuyeni i-SG inkantolo yafika yachitha. So kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethetha isangoti kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyisala.
Ye ngiyakuza laphana babaphugeni sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha abathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uThaba?
Angazi phela msakazi, ngiyafisa ukuyiphendente le mbuzo kodwa kumele ilungise phela ngoba anti njengoba usenza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu bakuthaba. Bese ngathi mina sengisenzokwami kanti vele into engiyenza kuyona yami anti ngithunyiwe. Ma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba uzohamba kunje kunje kungayenza kanje hayi wena wenze kanje kanje kanje. So kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo makithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza et ngoba mina uzothi ma ngifike kuthi mabe ngitheni kuyebe ngithe mabe ngithothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ungaphi ungangikhulumeli angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini.
Hhayi siyabonga babaphugeni coming back to you Moses, you heard the pastor speaking about the recalls. Your reaction to his comments?
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament, but I need to connect with the community of the real with Colabanti. So, by the way, I wish I mean, say, I'm actually found boys, I think, asking them, but you wouldn't mind the only day I recall I am a monkey or a super key. And when I'm in the government, I'm going to be a super key. So, I'm not sure if I comment on it, meaning to me, like in 15.
Sorry, gentlemen, we are out of time, and thank you all for joining us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.